Hello, I'm calling from
Hello.
Washington Opinion Survey. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about the issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, and are you registered to vote in Washington?
Yes.
I know it is still a way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for President, Congress, and other offices?
Yes.
Will you definitely vote, probably, or the chances 50-50, or will you
yes,
probably
definitely.
Not vote? Definitely, okay?
I will definitely vote.
And can you please tell us what is your age, just to make sure we speak to all ages?
51.
Thank you. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race or ethnicity?
White.
And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong?
Yes, strong Democrat.
Strong Democrat. And now thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Somewhat satisfied.
Somewhat satisfied. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Mary Glusenkamp Perez is handling her job as Congresswoman? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I'm not familiar with her.
Okay, you never heard of. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I strongly approve.
Okay. And now thinking about the issues the country is facing now, which of the following would you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. I have a short list. I know all are important, but the most important issues, growing the economy and creating jobs is the first one, protecting abortion and reproductive rights. The next one, improving K-12 education, fighting inflation and lowering costs, climate change and protecting the environment, border security, protecting and strengthening social security and Medicare. The last three, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, reducing crime and gun violence, or combating threats to our democracy.
I'm going to say I only get to pick one, right?
Yeah, you can select up to.
So I'm going to say Social Security, Medicare,
okay.
And abortion.
Okay, thank you.
Right.
And Social Security, Medicare, and
if I have to
abortion.
Pick two.
Yeah, correct. I know all are important, but those are the most important right now. And I would like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel, and if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person, just let me know, okay? The first one on the list, Joe Biden. From 0 to 100, how will you rate him?
An 80.
Donald Trump?
A 5.
Maria Cantwell, from 0 to 100?
I'm going to say a 70.
70. Joe Kent, from 0 to 100?
I don't know that much about Joe Kent. So.
But just...
I don't know.
Maybe.
Say I don't know.
Okay, no problem. And the next one, Mary Glusenkamp Perez from 0 to 100?
Yeah, I don't know her either.
And Raul Garcia from 0 to 100?
Yeah, I don't know any of these people.
And the next one, MAGA Republicans in general. From 0 to 100, how would you rate them?
What did you say? What Republican?
MAGA. MAGA Republicans in general. From 0 to 100.
So you mean all the Republicans?
Yeah, yes, MAGA Republicans in general.
So is that somebody's name or is that
it's an organization, MAGA Republicans. MAGA.
M-A-G-A. M-A-G-H?
Yes. A. Double A.
A.
MAGA.
I'm going to say a 10.
10. Okay. The next one, woke liberals in Congress. In general, again, from 0 to 100, how would you rate woke liberals in Congress?
I'm going to say a 70.
Okay, thank you. Now, if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump or for Democrat Joe Biden?
Democrat Joe Biden.
And if the election for Congress in Washington 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Republican Joe Kent or Democrat Mary Gluten Camperez?
Democrat.
Okay. And even though you are not supporting Mary Gluten Camperez now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Oh, I'm sorry. You said the Democrat, right? So Mary Gluten Camperez is the Democrat. I'm sorry. So let me change that. Even though you are not supporting Joe Kent now, what are the chances that you might support him for Congress in November 2024? Joe Kent, the Republican.
Zero.
Is there a chance that you might support a small chance
for him at all.
Or not at all? No chance at all?
I wouldn't vote for him at all.
Okay, and now
I wouldn't vote for any more Republicans.
Okay, we're almost done with the survey. Thank you so much for your time. We're at 65% now. I'd like to ask you about some quality and attributes that some people consider important in their member of Congress. For each of the following statements, please tell me how important that is to you on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 if you don't think it is important at all, 5 if you think it's somewhat important, or a 10 if you think it's an extremely important quality or attribute in your member of Congress. The first one is someone who really understands the hopes, dreams, and struggles of working class people because they are working class themselves. From 0 to 10, how important is that?
10.
A fighter who will go to Washington to shake things up and make government work for us. From 0 to 10, how important?
That's pretty 10.
A moderate who will oppose extremism from the left and from the right. From 0 to 10?
What's a 10?
Okay, the last three. Someone who will stand up to the attack on reproductive rights like abortion, contraception, and IVF.
What's a 10?
The last two. Someone who puts doing what's right above politics.
What's a 10?
And the last one. A leader who is a workhorse, not a show horse.
Yeah, I didn't quite understand what you're saying.
I'm sorry, a leader who is a workhorse, not a show horse. That is from 0 to 10. Ah, 10, okay. And now we're 85% out. Thank you again for your time. I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Mary Gluten Camperez, the Democrat candidate. Please read each statement on a scale of 0 to 10. 10 means that if they have very convincing reasons to support Mary Gluten Camperez for Congress.
I don't know why all of a sudden I can't hardly hear you and it keeps bleeping out, so it's hard for me to understand.
I will repeat
a bad
the
connection.
Statement. Okay, I will repeat the statement, okay, and I will try to speak a little louder.
It's
I'm going
not
to read
you, it's a bad connection.
Yeah, I understand. I'm sorry, I will try to... You tell me if you want to, I repeat the statement. I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Mary Gluten Camperez. And please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10. 10 means that the statement is very convincing reason to support Mary Gluten Camperez for Congress. 5 means it's somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it's not at all convincing reason to support her for Congress. Okay, just 3. And the first one is, Mary Gluten Camperez is taking on big pharma so families can save money. Too many politicians put corporate profit above their voters' well-being, but Mary supports legislation to cap families' insulin costs at $35 per month, and she doesn't take a dime from the pharmaceutical industry. After hearing that, from 0 to 10, how convincing to support her for Congress?
10.
Okay, the last two. Mary Glusin Camperez believes we need more skilled workers and more affordable degrees. In Congress, her focus has been on expanding access to career and technical training at high school, community colleges, and vocational schools. She recently secured $1 million in funding to expand Lower Columbia College's equipment for their welding, manufacturing, and other training programs so that young people graduate with the skills they need to succeed. From 0 to 10, how convincing was that?
That's a 10.
Okay. And the last
one? 10.
Mary. Yes, 10. And Mary Glusin Camperez isn't afraid of hard work. She and her husband own a small auto shop, and she has to get some grease under her nails to keep the business afloat. We need leaders in Congress like Mary. She respects and champions the trade and understands the challenges facing local small businesses. As a member of the House Small Business Committee, Mary teamed up with both Democrats and Republicans to sponsor the Rural Manufacturing Act, which will provide loans and support for small producers. From 0 to 10, how convincing was that?
That was probably a 10.
Okay. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but let me ask you again. If the election for Congress in the 3rd District were held today, will you vote for Republican Joe Kent or Democrat Mary Glusin Camperez?
I would vote for Mary.
Okay, and lastly, this is the last part of the survey. Again, thank you for your patience and for your time. I'm going to review some doubts or concerns that some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Joe Kent. Others will hear statements about the other candidate. But please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means the statement gives you serious doubt about supporting Joe Kent for Congress. 5 means it gives you some doubt. And 0 means it doesn't give you any doubt at all about supporting Joe Kent for Congress. Just 2. And we're done. The first one, Joe Kent doesn't respect the will of the people and refuses to accept the results of election. He doesn't agree with. He wants to eliminate voting by mail. He has allied with criminal conspiracies to overturn the 2020 elections, and he supported the rioters who attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. He even took part in ridiculous election fraud lawsuits.
That's a big zero already.
Okay, claiming Jay Inslee lost the governor's race and Lauren Cope in his governor. Joe Kent's extreme beliefs are a threat to voting rights and to free and fair elections. So remember, 10 means that gives you serious doubt. 5 summed up and 0 not doubt at all. From 0 to 10, serious doubt.
So now, say that again. 10 is 10, what?
10 means that the statement gives you serious doubt about supporting him. And 0, not doubt at all.
Oh, so I did I do that all wrong for the Democrat on the other side?
No. Democrat was 10 means very convincing. Remember?
But so in this on him, I don't like anything he does.
If you don't like anything he does,
I didn't
it's
like
a 10.
Any of that. So,
because give you serious
so those are 10. But on all those other questions,
yeah, and the other question,
Mary,
10 was good because it was very convincing reason
okay.
to support.
All right. Okay. Then it's a 10, okay. 10, 10 against okay. Joe.
And oh, just one more, okay?
Yeah, I've seen
I need
really
to read
bad
everything
stuff
very
against him.
Okay, just one more. We need a leader who will focus on the real everyday challenges of working people, not on his own extremist partisan nonsense. And Joe Kent is Mr. Extremist Partisan Nonsense. He wants to defund the FBI, and he opposes the dangerously deteriorated I-5 bridge because he says that will make it Antifa superhighway, and that Democrats will use it to send criminals into our district. Nonsense. How does any of that help with the everyday challenges of working people who live in our district? We need representatives in Congress who will deliver for our district, not someone focused on nonsense. So that gives you serious doubt, some doubt, or no doubt at all?
Yeah, serious doubt.
Is that a 10, correct? No, or you
10,
may use any number from
0
to 10. Okay, and after hearing more about
Joe
Kent...
Yeah, well, that's just ridiculous. It makes me mad.
Will you say you are more likely or less likely to support him for Congress after hearing up more about him?
Less likely.
Much less or just somewhat less?
Yeah, no, a lot less.
Okay, and now in your own words, given everything you just heard about Joe Kent, what would you say is the most convincing reason not to support him for Congress?
The most reason that he would want to decrease mail-in voting and all the voting suppression and thinking that the votes weren't, there wasn't a legal vote and all that stuff.
And the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have my bachelor's degree.
Okay, thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household, yes or no?
No.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week, once or twice
None.
A month, several times a year?
Oh,
hardly ever or never?
Never.
Okay. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much.
I have spiritual beliefs, but it doesn't require going into a religious facility.
Okay, thank you for your opinion. And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us, really. And thanks again for your help. Have a great evening.
You're welcome. You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now.